Hi there. The word for you today is, make Jesus Lord of your life. Paul writes in Romans 10 and 9, if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus. There are two parts to being a Christian. First, you must accept Jesus as your Savior. Second, and much more difficult, you must make Jesus the Lord of your life or the undisputed boss. Let's be honest. There's just enough ego in each of us to want to be in control. And that part of us must be crucified daily. Crucifixion is one of the most painful deaths you can experience because you die slowly and excruciatingly. And you know what? As long as your ego has breath left in it, it will rise up and fight for control. You see, when you make Jesus Lord of your life, you give up control in these three areas. First, Jesus, not you, decides where you will go. Number two, Jesus, not you, decides the price you'll have to pay. And number three, Jesus, not you, decides the person you'll become. Jesus said, Matthew 13, verse 45, again, the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant seeking beautiful pearls who, when he found one pearl of great price, went and sold all that he had and bought it. Notice the words, all that he had. If you want to know the cost of making Jesus Lord of your life, that's it. It will cost you all you have. This man valued the pearl of great price so highly that he considered it worth any price he had to pay. So here's the question. What value do you place on your relationship with Christ? This man believed that whatever he had to give, the return would be greater than the investment. Do you believe that? Salvation is free, but making Jesus Lord of your life demands that you surrender your all to him. Are you ready for that? Are you willing?